welcome to Dunkin' Biscuits podcast, providing etiquette for modern times. My name is Emma. With me, I have Grace. I kind of got through it. I'm going to continue on anyway.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything, but you struggled through that one. Hello. Look,
it's a story of my life. I can sometimes do it really well, and some weeks I don't, but it is what it is. We're doing this for free, people. You're welcome. Yeah. For the love of it.
Yeah. Once again, open to sponsorship.
you know that we would be.
How are you? It's been, I think, 3 hours since I've seen you. What do you mean?
Really good, 3 hours? Actually. You know how I said I've got a lot to do and I need to do it. Oh. Like, well, I did a lot of washing.
Yeah.
I finished all my assignments and stuff, and I submitted them online. So literally, that's why it's like 2 o'clock, because I was like, I'm gonna give myself a time limit because I knew it wasn't gonna take me very long. But I need to just get it done because I'd already finished the part that took a long time, and had feedback on it, so I could just submit it. But the second one I hadn't quite finished yet, and I thought, it won't take me longer than half an hour. I just have to sit and be, like, prioritizing that timeline. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? If I say Grace 2 o'clock, I have to be submitted by 2 o'clock. And I submitted it at 1:58. So
woohoo! Woo! Go you!
So very successful. How about you? As successful?
Yeah. Nah, done heaps. Came home, sat on the couch, read my book, fell asleep reading my book, woke up, decided that if I hadn't heard from you by 1:30, I should start marking my students' assignments. Mm-hmm. Sat down, did a solid 20 minutes of marking, heard from you, and here we are.
Great. So, well done.
I'm in such a sleepy mood. Emma, Jeff, Jack, and I all caught up for breakfast this morning, so that's why I said it's only been 3 hours since I've seen her.
Yeah.
I got on the train home from Brekkie, and I was like, I've hit a wall. Like, I was so tired. And so, yeah, I was just like, I'm just going to sit on the couch and read my book. And then, like, my eyes are just getting heavier and heavier. And then I, like, literally, because I knew I was going to hear from you at some point being like, let's do this time. Mm-hmm. I sat my phone on my chest. I turned it on loud and then just, like, sat there and napped. And so I'm just sitting on the couch with my phone on my chest. So that way, if you did message me, I could wake up and be like, yeah, I'm ready.
You responded very quickly. So that's impressive for you. Yeah.
Thank you. I have a good news story. Do you want to hear
it? Please tell us.
Cool. It's a quick one. It only came out this morning. Mm. 16,000 kilometres, 352 days, 16 countries. So Russ Cook has become the first person to run the entire length of Africa.
Wild.
So a man nicknamed the Hardest Geezer has become the first person to run the full length of Africa. So, as said in the title, after 16,000 kilometres, 352 days in 16 countries, Russ Cook crossed the finish line on Sunday afternoon, so Monday morning, our time. Mm-hmm. On the last day, he told Sky News he was a bit tired. The UK man raised more than £600,000, so roughly $1.15 million Australian, for charity along the way. Mm-hmm. And the money will go to the running charity, which provides help for young people experiencing homelessness, and Sandblast, which promotes awareness of the Sahrawi people. Mm-hmm. So raising for two different charities. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just crazy long way. Whenever I hear a story about people running a really long way, I always just think of Forrest Gump.
Of course you do, yeah. Like a normal person.
So just when he's running, he's like, okay, I think I'll stop now.
Yeah. You can go home now. Yeah. I just think the prospect of running, knowing that there's an end point, like you will end.
Yeah.
And knowing that you have to run a certain amount of kilometres a day endlessly until you get to that end point is a complete mind game.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you can just be like, you know what? Easy stuff here, guys. I'm just going to run. Because it's not just running. Like, that is a lot of time by yourself. Even though you're running across countries, there's a lot of time by yourself with your thoughts. And
just, like, the toll on the body, like...
And your support crew. Like, who was with him? Like, there's got to be at least a few people because it's I mean, kudos. Like, he's still doing the hard yards, literally.
Yeah.
But you need support team to look after you because something happened to you, or if you're meant to be at a certain spot at a certain time and you're not there. Just massive undertaking. But impressive to make that distance, and extra impressive that he was able to raise awareness and funds for those.
Yeah.
What is it called?
So one is for yeah, youth experience homeless, and the other one was for Sahrawi people. So yeah, kudos, well done, the hardest geezer.
For those who have not aware of him, look him up. He looks like the hardest geezer. Like,
yeah.
If you can picture someone, just that's
it
what
on
it
Instagram,
is.
You'll find him.
Yeah, he's everywhere at the moment. That was a really good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
This week is a celebratory week for us. 160 episodes.
Wow, wait.
Which is pretty wild. Considering,
they say like,
sorry, go on.
Well, they say, like, if you, like, so many podcasts, like, on Spotify, Apple, whatever, wherever you get your podcast from,
mm-hmm.
like, have, like, less than 10 episodes.
Really?
Yeah, like, oh. The largest proportion of podcasts have less than 10 episodes, because people start them, and then, like, after a few weeks, they're like, oh, nah.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, or I've kind of run out of ideas. Yeah, and so it's crazy. Because, like, obviously there's, like, big ones that have been going for years and years and years. But, yeah, but the highest percentage have less than 10 episodes.
I love that fact. That's very interesting. Yeah, so obviously we have not recorded every week for the entirety of the time that we've been doing this. And we do joke that we're just having a bit of fun. And it is. Like, we're doing it for fun. If it wasn't fun, or if we have a week that we can't do it because it's not going to be enjoyable for us, we just don't.
Yeah.
So we're very realistic on our expectations.
That's it.
But this week for our, you know, episode with a zero at the end, we asked each other some questions, three questions each. And this week I'm going to start us off with, what is your success celebration? Like, what does it look like?
Oh, usually a treat.
Is it an edible treat, or is it more of an experience, or...
I would say it's usually a tangible treat.
Mm-hmm.
Depends. I would say it's probably, like, usually something that I've wanted for, like, a while. So it could be, like, a certain pair of shoes or, you know, a sweater or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sometimes it might be, like, oh, an extra little... The bakery near my work does smiley face cookies, and they're usually a little treat, but it's usually, like, a bigger purchase.
Okay.
Or something like that.
A purchase that's not an everyday purchase, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How about you?
Mine's the same, but I tend to only really get myself bigger purchases if I've done a bigger thing. So last year I had a goal to run every day. Obviously, I did 365 runs in 365 days. I had to edit it because of some situations.
Yeah.
But I said if I could do that, I'd buy myself some, like, skate shoes, or what are they called? Like, whatever the right term is called.
Sneakers?
Sneakers, just, yeah, because I have some, but they're just from Target, and they weren't anything particularly nice. And so I bought myself a nice pair after doing it for a year. So, like, that's a pretty big commitment for spending $200. It's not really...
Yeah.
Really, I mean, obviously I bought runners between them because, you know, when you run a lot, you need new shoes. But, yeah, mine is the same thing. Generally tangible, most of the time edible. And I think it's good to acknowledge your own success. That's why I think it's good to see how other people celebrate or... You know, I think generally if it's something that I personally achieve, I personally get the reward.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas if, like, you know, being part of the group, I'm sort of like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, you know, you finish a school year and we all go out for dinner. I'm sort of like, yeah, it's a nice dinner. But I don't really count that as, like, a success celebration.
Getting
I don't know.
Through the year.
Yeah, it's like that's what is expected of me. But, yeah, that's my first question.
Yeah. My first one is, I feel like I might know the answer for this one for you, but I'll ask it anyway. What is the story behind the biggest scar on your body?
I mean, I have so many to choose.
But I said the biggest.
The biggest one would probably be my cesarean scar.
Knew it.
I have had 1, 2, 3, 4. I've had 5 surgeries on my abdomen, which seems ridiculous.
Oh.
Because I've had 2 hernia operations, then 2 cesareans, and then I had my gallbladder removed. So, you know, just really working that, like, belly model situation. But, yes, it is across kind of like where your undie top of your underline sits. That's where that scar is. It's probably about the size of my hand, like my palm to my middle pointer finger.
Oh, yeah. That's decent.
And, yeah. I mean, a baby fits through there, so it had to be pretty decent.
Yeah.
And my youngest turns 2 in May, so next month, which seems ridiculous. And it's no longer, like, bumpy. It's, like, flat. There's no – you can't really tell. It's there. Yeah. Besides, obviously, there's a faint line. And, yeah, I mean, it had to happen.
Yeah.
So it was going to be a serious situation. So glad to have it. Glad to have it. Yeah. And it also reminds me that, you know, the human body can go through a lot of stuff and still just sort of be like it never happened, which is
– Yeah, weird. Like, as you said, like a faint line. Yeah. Crazy.
Bizarre. Anyway, how about you?
You know, mine's similar state. I have a scar on my kneecap. It's probably about the size of like a 20-cent piece-ish. Like it's
pretty much the same size. Yep.
Decent size, yeah. And I tripped over running and had to go get stitches. So, yeah, I was just out for my morning jog. It was quite dark. Tripped over my own feet, not even like an object.
I feel like we were recording when this happened, and you've told us on this podcast. Is that probably right?
Yeah, because it was only a couple of years ago, so we were definitely doing this then. But yeah, just tripped over my own feet, and like I was probably about 2-ish k's from home, and then just had to walk home at like 6 in the morning. It was during COVID, so not many people out and about. Had my mask on, and just like blood running down my legs. I was wearing shorts and like I was like, oh, I could catch a tram, and then I was like, I'm not catching a tram with this going on.
No. So just jams everywhere as well.
But yeah, because I remember like sending you photos being like, should I go to hospital? And you were like, I think so, yeah. Like looks pretty deep.
Looks like you should get a stitch or 5.
Yeah. So yeah, so I got 2 quick stitches in my knee. Picked it up. But yeah, so because it was like during home learning, so I had class at 9 a.m. and literally my lesson plan was on on the screen being like, hey guys, sorry, I had to do a quick trip to emergency this morning to get stitches. Please just use today as a catch-up lesson. Email me by 9:10 and I'll mark you present. Like, because I couldn't even, like...
No, it's... Yeah. Circumstances weren't going to be in your favour.
Wild. But yeah, that's my story. So yeah, similar level.
That's pretty much the same. Second question is... What is your personal Roman Empire? Obviously, it's not a new question, as in, like, people probably have asked you before. And I can't remember if I've asked you on this podcast before, because I feel like we've talked about it, but I don't know if we've actually discussed it. But if not, or if we have, do you have a new one?
I can't even think of one. It's funny, because Jax literally is the Roman Empire.
Same like, as Jax.
It's like so much time thinking about it. He's watching a show on Netflix about it. Like, man is all about it. I don't know what my Roman Empire would be. Like, probably, like, early 2000s children's TV show that I can still, like, recall, spend a lot of weird amount of time probably thinking about. Like, probably something like that. Like, I don't know what mine would be.
Would you have a particular show that you could name?
I would say probably either the Lizzie McGuire show or That's So Raven. Like, those were, like, my peak shows.
That's so funny because that kind of links to mine.
What's yours?
My first one's Murder, which is like, just like, why do I do it? I think about it all the time.
I went on a trip to Beechworth over the weekend, which beautiful, beautiful part of Victoria. If you haven't been, definitely recommend going. And it's very hilly. It's up in the mountains. Like it's near like the ski places in Victoria. And I went with, it was for a friend's birthday, and I was driving up there with another friend. And she was like looking at like all the hills and everything. She's like, oh, you can just really hide a body here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
That's
good
not
chat.
Your plan for this weekend, is it? Because I might have a few
anticipating
things to
some things differently happening.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just have this. It's not an obsession, but I constantly think about it, which is so bizarre.
Yeah.
And not in the way that of a planning thing. I just think about things that have happened and like how people got away with it so long. Blah blah blah. And then my second one is Amanda Bynes. I think about her very often, especially since the last couple of years where she sort of come back into like the world of media.
Yeah.
And I just
she was like my idol growing up.
I cannot believe such a talented, humorous person has been obviously going through such a challenging and rough time. And I'm not saying that we should all go a particular way and all our lives should be always dictated from our childhood or whatever, but I just think it seems like she was lost for a bit, and I think about that a lot. And who was there to support her? And I'm like, oh, like, Amanda.
Amanda, please. That was such a random one. You could not have paid me $1 million to ever guess that.
And I wasn't like, I didn't grow up watching Nickelodeon. It's only like her movies. I know her. That's so weird.
Oh, so you never watched The Amanda Show on Nickelodeon?
No.
Oh, one of my favourite shows growing up. Yeah. We had a video of it because we had pay TV back home for like a little bit.
Mm.
And so it was when you would like record TV shows onto video. And then we probably had a video and I reckon it had like 6 or 7 episodes of The Amanda Show on it. And then when we got pay TV cut off, I watched that video to death. Like, I could have, had it on mute and just sat there and just recited the whole video.
Love that. Love that.
My next question is, what's one thing that annoys you the most when you're out at a restaurant?
Just so many things to choose from.
Yeah, no, I've got a couple.
I would say just instant thoughts were not having water. Like, I know in our country, very fortunate, we just, water's just expected on the table, you don't pay for it, it's just part of the service. And like today, for example, that's one thing Jeff mentioned. He's like, the water supply was that bottle that was on our table, we filled each other's cups up, it was empty again, and there was no urgency to get it refilled. So I think not having the water on the table really bothers me. And I think the second thing that came to my head was loud neighbours. So, like, people who are next to you who are just a bit, like, just that extra bit too loud.
Yeah.
And not that they're highly disruptive, but they're disruptive enough, like, I either have to listen to their conversation or try and talk louder in my conversation. So I think those are my two things, which seems very blasé. I think that's the first thing, two things that came to my head.
No, I definitely agree with you on the waterfront, for sure. My other one is, I think, like, when you go to some restaurants, like, you really notice, like, they may not necessarily love their jobs, but some people are so good at their jobs in hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they are really quick, like, bubbly, light, on whatever. And so I feel like when you go to places where, like, the service is, like, a bit slower, you can just tell, like, the person, like, they're probably working part-time, probably studying something, know that this is just, like, a little gap filler.
Yeah.
That's, like, one thing that just, like, irks me. Yeah. It's just, like, people come here for an experience. Yeah. And so, yeah, so when you kind of feel like, yeah, like, when, like, people put, like, your food down in front of you and they're like, oh, enjoy your meal, da-da-da, whatever. Or, like, when people just kind of just, like, all right, who ordered the tacos? Yeah. And, like, just kind of, like, put it down in front of you. Like, there is definitely,
I would agree on that. I think that, like, today was borderline, I think. Like, they weren't, I don't know, and I found it bizarre that they didn't have, like, a uniform. Like, none of them wore, like, an apron or anything that was, like,
simplified. No, they were all just in cash.
Like,
food was really yummy, though.
I could have walked around and be like, hey, what'd you guys want? Yeah. Like, I was just like, what's happening? Are you wearing jeans? Do you work here? Yeah, okay, cool.
I don't know, help me.
Like, there's nothing that there was uniform, like, as in something they were all wearing that was the same. Yeah. So there was a guy walking around that blue jumper, and I was like, does he work here or not? Because he was sitting down with our friend Trent from Australian Love Island, at the front table. So I just assumed he was having brunch. And then I saw him serving other people, and I'm like, what is happening?
What is going on here?
But yeah, I agree. I agree with those ones, definitely. My third thing, which is a weird way of saying this, so I want to make sure I say it correctly.
Okay.
What is your dream thing not to do? So, for example, if you didn't have to do your laundry again, if you didn't have to make your bed again, what's your thing that you dream that you would not have to do ever again?
Oh, it's a tough one.
It's hard.
If we're going down the housework.
No, it doesn't have to be housework. I'm just giving examples.
Oh, no, I've got many I could think of. But, like, if we're just going to hone in on housework for a moment, it would be a tie between cleaning the bathroom.
Oh, that's the worst, yep.
Ew.
Mm.
Or mopping. I don't mind vacuuming.
Yeah.
That's okay. Fine. Mm-hmm. But mopping, get in the bin.
Yeah.
Okay. So gross. Otherwise, I think I'm kind of torn because I like driving. I don't mind like traveling. Like I've got a few friends who live outside of the city, and like I don't mind like going to see them. Like driving to Beechwood this weekend, totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like if I could get away with not having to drive, that would also be cool. If I could just get places and be there,
yep,
without having to drive, that would be fun.
I like those words.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Mine would be obviously on theme with everything that's happening. Not to get up during the night. If I close my eyes and sleep, I would wake up the next day and just be well rested. That's my current dream.
That's the current goal.
Thing not to do, like a thing I would not like to have to wake up during the night.
Yeah.
And my second thing is, which may seem bizarre, but I don't know if it's just the season that I'm in or era, whatever the right word is, of my life, is deciding on what to have for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If someone, even if they made it, I don't care. Like, as long as it was decided for me and they're like, oh, here's the recipe, you just have to make it. That would be
That's what I kind of like about, like, the HelloFreshes of the world, where it's like, here's five recipes, here's the ingredients, go nuts. Yeah. Because I'm not a fussy eater. Like, when I was living by myself, it would be very much like I'd have a stir fry, I'd have a pasta, and then I'd have like maybe like a bangers and mash or something. Like it was very routine. Like I love food, but it was just like I'm more than happy to eat the same thing every week. Like it doesn't faze me. Living with
Jack is the same way. Does Jack like
anything? No. So first of all, he was the child growing up who doesn't eat vegetables, which just doesn't compute in my head because my mum was vegetarian for like 8 years, so we didn't have a choice. Like
it was no meat.
Like I think she probably cooked meat maybe like once or twice a week, but majority of the time we were also vegetarian.
Yeah,
just because she didn't want to have to cook two different meals. 100%, totally fine. But he at the moment I feel like his New Year's resolution was kind of like cook a new thing each week, so like try a new recipe that you haven't cooked before, whereas I'm just kind of like could just eat the same thing. So like every week, because we do the shopping on a Sunday, and he's like, all right, what do we want for dinner this week? And I'm just like, in my mind I'm like, don't say stir fry, don't say stir fry, don't say stir fry,
not stir fry.
Some like veggies, meat and rice, or mix the
sauce.
Because I feel like we like kind of like follow a routine where we'll probably have like a rice dish each week, a pasta dish each week, and then like a meat dish, but they're never the same. And so, so it's just like I'm more than happy for him to cook if that's his goal.
Yeah,
but yeah, because
we're very similar. Like we have pasta, sausages, a chicken dish, like that is we have that at least one of those three meals at least once a week.
Yeah.
And I think also having a child that has a lot of allergens makes it very challenging to do stuff creatively. Yeah. Like, for example, yesterday I thought I'd done, like, the genius thing of going to a cafe. She can't have dairy, so she has soy chino. And I was like, oh, she has some cinnamon on top. Cinnamon's not bad. Like, I know she has a reaction to cinnamon. Yeah. Do you know what she had a reaction to yesterday? Her face blew up, and I was like, oh, come on.
Give me a break.
And so I'm like, just add it to the list. Just put it on the list on my phone. But I'm just like, it's one of those things where it makes me not want to do cooking because I'm just like, it's such a challenge to do. And so when we find things that we know she can eat, we only make those foods. Like, we don't really branch out. So
yeah, no.
If I could have totally a dinner plan made for me that was a variety of different things and that she could eat it so I didn't have to think about that type of thing, oh, my life would be so much easier.
Yeah.
So much easier.
That definitely, I agree with that. That's just such an annoying thing. And like, now when Jack goes away, it's like, I slip straight back into my like, all right, this night I'm going to make mushroom risotto because he doesn't eat mushrooms. So that's like always something I'll cook when he's not home. And then my other thing is I'll just buy like a pack of frozen dumplings.
Oh, yeah.
Microwave steam rice because God forbid we use that when Jack's what do you mean that's not real rice? Yes it is, Jack. It just takes an hour quicker to cook, basically. And then just like some steamed broccolini and steamed pak choy.
Love that.
Dinner.
That sounds so wonderful. Good. That sounds so good.
It is so good. Alrighty. My final question.
Yes.
As we are a quarter of the way through the year.
Yeah.
Plus a week. What has been your best day of this year so far?
Best day. The first thing that popped into my head was our little day trip down to Cape Schanck.
Oh, yeah.
As a family. But I also was like Lighthouse, and I was like, oh, actually being at the Lighthouse with my family, besides my brother, obviously, that was unfortunately couldn't come with us. Just being there, but it wasn't like a day, it was like a couple of days. So I'm not sure there was like an exact day that was the best, but yeah. that was really enjoyable.
Yeah.
So between those two. So Cape Schanck is in Victoria. It was about an hour and a bit from our house, and it was a really hot day. So we actually went down there really early, and there's about a billion stairs, and we went down, and the girls went in the rock pools and looked around. We came back. We're home by 12.
Like, oh, beautiful.
And then the rest of the day was just very relaxing. But we had gone to swimming lessons, we'd done that and come home, and it just felt like we had a very enjoyable day, but we went and did something. Whereas the one in, I think a particular day, I don't know if actually it was this year, I think on January 1st, we went down to a creek near the lighthouse that we're staying at, and then we had like a really nice dinner. Like, it was just good. So
yeah,
I think either of those were quite good days.
They sound like good days.
I can't think of anything else that's happened. Hopefully nothing else exciting has happened that I'm forgetting. But that's what I can remember.
Yeah,
and
nice.
And yourself?
Mine would probably be, I don't know if I've mentioned it, but I went to Europe at the start of the year. I don't know if
did you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if we've spoken about that. Yeah. When we were in Norway, we did like a big day traveling through like the fjords. So like we caught every type of public transport there is that day. We caught a plane, many buses, trains, a boat. Mm-hmm. We did it all. And yeah, we were just like traveling through this boat through all like the fjords, and it was like just being in a screensaver. Like it was just so like you're looking at it through your eyes, but you're just like, nah, there's no way this is real.
I can't accept it.
this is somehow photoshopped. Like, so I think that would be definitely probably the best day, shortly followed by a tie between the Taylor Swift concert and going to the Abbott Museum, because they were also two very special occasions.
I can see how they linked. Yes.
Yes. But yeah, I definitely think that day in Norway was probably.
I think because you have those days that you're never going to have again. And like, that's why they're so, they are uniquely special, because it's not like, I mean, not that I don't hope you get to do it again, but like, it's unlikely to have that kind of exact scenario.
Well, yeah, like, because it's like the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like.
Oh, cool.
Very.
Oh, man. I liked our questions this week. They were good.
Yeah.
We've
done our three, yeah. I was like, okay, what's yours?
We're done. Well, obviously, we'll probably spend a bit less time between seeing each other rather than a couple of hours. But we'll chat next week.
Woohoo, sounds good. Yeah. Have a lovely week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.